When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 17th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. Hi, everybody. I couldn't let this week go by without doing some update. Like, what, I'm going to miss the worst rain in Big Brother Canada history? I got to say something about it.
This is the worst and messiest HOH of all time.
All time.
I mean, I did do Frenchie last year, probably right around this time. And I would argue that even by Thursday, Frenchie's house was not settled the way this one has at least tried to settle. So, I'm excited to talk about it. You know, I said before we started, I was like, this was a lighter day, like compared to what you've had all week. Like, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but compared to the rest of the week, I saw that you did a 2-hour update on Saturday. And I was like, good for you and Kirsten. Good for
that
you.
That was back in the days. We were bright eyed, optimistic. We were like, this is the big update of the week. Got to get all the details in. Yeah. We were so young then.
Yeah. Kyle should have followed Melissa on Twitter. That's all I got to say about it.
All right. Well, we are here. This way. Truly, yes. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 19 in the house. And it's mostly just a day of, you know, people kind of still spinning their wheels, still trying to lock things in, more miscommunications, preventing people from understanding that everybody's actually on board to keep Josh because nobody actually wants to say that they're keeping Josh. And, some alliances forming technically, but we'll talk about it all.
Yeah, what's so interesting is usually like the Thursday update is the most boring, right? It's basically the big alliance solidifying what they want to do maybe next week. And then the people in the big alliance who are the best players going to their side pieces and making them feel comfortable before the new HOH. But because there is really no alliance, like there are, but they're not really solidified. It's just like, and the house is so fluid that yesterday was everyone checking in with everybody trying to cover their backs. It honestly felt like a week one. Like before the HOH, like everybody's just gathered in the house chatting, trying to be like, please like me. You know, it was really interesting.
It's what Big Brother wants a week to be, which is that they're focused on the actual vote and not talking about 3 weeks from now. And very few people have talked about plans for next week beyond like screw Kyle, because they don't know what the landscape is going to look like. Arissa made a tweet this morning, which I retweeted because it's so true. season 10 by the numbers, in the span of 2 weeks, we've had six competitions with six different winners, nine different players on the block, with the POV being won and used by a nominee all 3 weeks in a row and no unanimous votes. This is giving production exactly what they should be trying to achieve. And the result is, I think also that they have been able to edit the episodes well, as well, because it's fitting into the structure and the sort of time frame of what they want.
It's giving BB20. Where everybody, there were all these different HOHs, all of the votes were split, all of the votes were blindside, first half of the season, obviously. It's giving that right now, which I just have to say, BB20 is one of my favorite modern day seasons. So Big Brother Canada 10, what is it with the 10 seasons always being fantastic and fun?
Yeah, it's a thing, hopefully. It's again something that especially the first thing Arissa says in that tweet, six different winners of the six competitions, just reconfirming again that she and hopefully the rest of Big Brother Canada production understands that mm-hmm. is a metric they should be trying to achieve, because mm-hmm. Big Brother US does not, maybe they're starting to understand it, but when three people win 80% of the competitions, you've done something wrong. That is not utilizing your cast to its fullest potential. Because here's the thing about Kyle Moore is, I think there are plenty of Kyle Moores out in the history of Big Brother. There are plenty of people that, had they ever had the opportunity to win an HOH, they would have Kyle Moored it, but they never got that chance because they never won, because the same three people were winning every week.
Not Kyle Moore being a verb.
Anyway, let's talk about the day here. Obviously, Kyle's the HOH with Josh and Steph on the block, heading into this eviction, which will take place tonight. And Kyle had decided on a new name for the four-person alliance that originally was Kyle, Marty, Gino, and Moose, but they have since replaced Moose with Herman, and that name is the Village Voice. And so he told Herman and Marty about it the night before. Marty is going to start the day telling Josh, this freaking Kyle guy, he's now named this alliance the Village Voice. He's going to tell Josh about it. He really wants to work with Josh. He tells Josh about his friend. He says that he really trusts that he wants to work with the older guy. And he also says that he trusts Kevin and Helena. He wants to work with all of them. He doesn't want anything to do with the guys anymore.
Yeah. There's a lot that Marty's going to be trying to do throughout the day. And I'm a little worried it's too little too late for him, because it's, from what I remember from your updates, Marty is the reason that Josh is on the block, that he was,
and he was open about that too.
Kyle.
Yeah.
The problem, I don't want to jump ahead too much, but there is a group of about five people who, if they wanted to, could come together and run the table. They could hide, and they could let the other two sides go against each other, and they could be the ones left in the middle. And they just aren't doing it. They just aren't getting it together. And I think this is Marty starting to, because I see Marty throughout the day really try and is naming the correct people that he wants to work with. But it's just messy. This will not be solved until we have a new HOH. We only have one day, but this was, even if this went on for three more days without an HOH, we would not get what we want, what should be happening, which is this group in the middle really solidifying and being great, you put your hand in that cookie jar, I'll put my hand in this cookie jar, and we'll figure it out. And it's not even that complicated. It's not complex, the brigade or the cookout, in the way of we're four and yet we have these whatever. It's literally just you can have three groups, one of them is hidden, and the people on the other side don't realize it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, I've mentioned this before. It's what the Pax Bros did in season three. It's what, you know, Kiefer and Tina were trying to do for a little while, last season. The problem was that they just couldn't, you know, couldn't win comps. And then, you know, Kiefer, ended up, getting a, you know, attacked by his own crew. But it's an effective plan. It's not like the dominating strategy plan, but it can be effective. And
this is the layout. This is what you have to work with. Do it. Like, yeah, it's not the effective strategy, but like, it's week three. Everything's been blown up. I don't think that you can start a brigade right now. Like, it's just not. Right. So work with what you have.
And these players are not the kind of players that can pull off a brigade. Like, you know, Kevin, Jess, Helena, they have been these sort of like individual relationship kind of players. That's the kind of game that this is like sort of their peak effectiveness, you know, adhering to who they are as people and where their strengths lie, right? Add Marty and Josh to the mix, and I think you do have a well-balanced, you know, five-person thing that genuinely has connections on either side and can easily take a step back and let shots be taken, and also have power themselves to sort of direct the action. And it's almost there, right? With Josh being included, Josh doesn't have to rely on Summer and Tanisha and all of that stuff, like who are closer to each other. He can be locked in with Jess, who is very fond of him in this group. And Jess has always had a relationship with Kevin and Helena. Kevin and Helena are tight with each other. Helena's tight with Marty. Kevin's tight with Marty. Marty's making inroads with Josh. Marty has also had a relationship with Jess. Like, all the pieces are there. They just need, somebody needs to just like step up and be like, okay, the five of us now.
Yes. Exactly. And Marty tries to do that. Like, literally one of the next conversations is Marty going to Jess and being like, this is the five. This is what we should be doing. But Kevin doesn't trust Jess and is going to pin the vote on Jess. Helena doesn't trust Marty. Like, there's just like a lot of distrust there. And I'm like, come on, let's get somebody in power who wants this to happen, who can solidify this, because these are my favorite players on the season. Plus Summer. But like, these are the people that I'm rooting for, because they are the ones who, it's like so annoying because they're playing, they know what they're doing, and they're just missing it. Like, they're just behind the ball, you know?
Yeah. I think there's a hesitation to join an alliance with a person that, like, I don't know if we can fully trust this person, but it's like, who cares? You can be in as many alliances as you want. Just go for it, you know. It's not that big of a deal. It's, as you've seen, like, unless you're aligned with Kyle Moore, it's probably a good thing. And even if it gets blown up, you'll probably be fine. Look at all of the people from the seven. The seven blew up, and now where are they? Still together, mostly, and still like in a position where they can move forward. So you just gotta go. Just gotta go in.
I'm seeing people in the chat saying like the problem is that they're the floaters, and they are. Like, these are all people. Like, we have five floaters on the season who want to float and actively want to float. The problem is floating is usually an individual game. It's usually just like you do it yourself. You're in charge of yourself. You got to whatever. So they're like, we could do an alliance maybe, but like I have what I've got going on, and I know I'm good here. But just make the alliance of the floaters, make the alliance of the group in the middle, and like, it'll work out. It'll be great.
I mean, the original floater queen, June, what did she do? She bounced back and forth between two separate sides. Yes, solo. But then at some point, what did she do? She made an alliance of floaters. Her and Allison were the two floaters of the season. Rat King Andy floater. The other big example.
The exterminators,
he had
right?
like 15 different alliances. Mm-hmm. Like that. You need alliances. It's important. Anyway,
that's what Nicole did too on the season she won. She sort of rat floated a little bit, and she did the same thing. She was moving around. So it's, yeah, Come on, guys. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
Anyway, Kyle is going to talk to Josh.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. I'm really sorry for sending you home. It's I know how much it must suck. Hey, you know what? You want to like leave a shirt or something? I'll definitely rock it.
So bad. It's so bad.
I'll rock it all season long. Josh is just like, I'm just so glad I got to experience the show. I'm just so glad I did it, you know? And he's like, yeah. Sorry.
And he's like, you know, I could have been chilling. I could have just taken Betty out this week and faded into the background, but I didn't want to do that. And Josh is like, so knowing what you know now, knowing everything you know now, would you still have put me up? And Kyle's like, I would.
Yeah. I'd do it all again. I wonder if he's going to answer the same after tonight.
Yeah, the secondhand embarrassment, like right now I'm literally like this because I'm like so embarrassed for him.
Kyle, he says, I just can't have Moose win.
It's going to be a double. Don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a double tonight. For sure.
I could be going home tomorrow, but as long as Moose doesn't win, it should be good. I'm relying on a few people. They also talked about, I thought this was great from Josh. They talked about, Ty again from last season. They're like, why didn't anyone target Ty? And Josh was like, cause Ty wasn't that great of a player. he wasn't out in front. Like, he wasn't worth targeting yet.
He's not a great player.
I think he's trying to be like this is, that's me. Like I'm not worth targeting, dude.
Yes, exactly. Okay, yeah, I guess I didn't catch that. That's funny.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Jess is going to talk to Betty about Jace. There's been a little bit of an update on where Jace stands and everything today. Jess talks to Betty about Jace. They used to talk to Jace. They used to have a relationship with Jace, and it's all just kind of gone away. And they used to like Jace, but she's just been way too involved with the guys and Gino, and they don't know where she stands anymore. Josh is going to talk to Jace a little bit later, and she kind of does give her pitch. Like, I mean, yeah, like, I, you know, I'm voting to keep Steph, but it's not like I didn't want Steph out. In fact, when she went up on the block, I wanted her out. Like, I don't even like this girl. If the votes were there, I would definitely vote to keep you. I mean, I'd be on board. And Josh is like, yeah, maybe you should talk to some people. Get the lay of the land. Cause, you know, I'd love to have your vote. So, maybe if you talk to anybody but these guys, you might realize where the votes are.
So last week when I was on with you and you were like, yeah, Jay says that she would totally cut the guys for the girls. I was like, would she though? And I think we all have our answer now, everybody. I don't even have to say it. But I think that this is like the prime example of what happens in Big Brother when your power structure is shaken to its core, or your like what you were up to is shaken to its core. And instead of pivoting and moving in an opposite direction, you retreat super far back into what is safe and comfortable. And you're like, okay, well, I still have Gino, so that's where I'm going to like stay. And also probably she was like, she's been nervous and anxious all week, so she just wants to make out, which like, who can blame her except the people who want her to win Big Brother. So yeah, that's my my thoughts on her.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a very typical, you know, showmances can be very effective in the game. A lot of people are like, oh, showmance is going to hurt your game, but not because of the target it puts on your back, but because of the psychological impact that it sometimes has, where you will often see somebody get into a showmance start neglecting the other relationships they have in the house because they're too focused on the relationship they have there, and they become complacent in that sense. I mean, it's, you know, that's a thing in real life too, that sometimes people, and it, I think it's overblown most of the time, but like, oh, they got into a relationship and now they're not hanging out with their friends anymore. And so like they get involved in the showmance, and then when they like, you know, after a few weeks of that, they're like, oh, I need to go out and play the game more again. I need to go talk to people. And so they go out and they try to like do that again, but it's they've been sheltered for too long. Like they don't have those relationships anymore, and it all kind of falls flat.
I also think that what's really important, and this is like so silly because it's like, okay, if you're going to use the showmance as a legitimate strategy, but like most of the time people are just like, I think this person is hot and am attracted to them, so I'm falling into a showmance. But the showmances that work are the ones where they complement each other's strengths. Mm-hmm. Like Holly smoothed out Jackson's edges to everybody else in the house. Jackson won and was cut, way more cutthroat than I think Holly would have been on her own. That's why they made it to the end. Like Kayla and Derek on season 6, he was the social one. Like her social game was not good, as noted by her loss. And he was the one who was really keeping them afloat socially. But then when you have people like Jace and Gino, who are both just like chilling, like there's not there in the game sense there on both of them is not super high, you're going to end up in a situation like this, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then sometimes you have like Tyler and Angela, where Tyler can just make up for all of them. No, Angela was winning competitions. That was helping. What you're saying is that the showmances, the best showmances are the ones that that do this.
Together we make like the perfect human.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What is that?
That was from last night's Survivor.
Oh, I missed that. I must have missed that. Oh, that was Omar and Jackson, right?
Close. So...
I've been vaguely watching Survivor, okay?
So Marty is going to have a conversation with Kyle where Kyle is just talking and Marty's having to pretend that he's still on board, and he's like going through like, oh yeah, definitely, we've got this, Steph's going to stay, all this stuff. And then Kyle leaves and Marty's just like, Big Brother, can you put a bell on this guy? Because he's following me around everywhere.
That's I want to deal with it.
Yeah.
When you, it's your ride or die.
Marty talks to Summer as well. He talks with her about working with her and keeping Josh. She asked him if Gino would put her up, and he says, no, absolutely not. Gino told me two names. Your name is not one of them. I'm not going to tell you who the two names are, but it's not you. I promise you that. So, you know, Summer is still like contemplating this whole Gino thing. I don't know that we'll get any kind of real resolution for it until at least next week and or when Jace leaves. But it's definitely continuing here. Just this, they're going to continue to have their sort of flirtatious conversations and back and forth about, like, can we trust each other moving forward?
The chemistry is very fun. It's fun. As someone who's excited for Bridgerton season two, I do enjoy watching a Gino Summer conversation. I can't help myself, okay? It's fun.
I feel like there's a lot of like sitcom energy where, yes. who is the woman that Jim dated in the office?
Pam.
No, but okay, not Pam, but the other one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Anne.
Yeah. That's like, no, the chemistry isn't right. But sometimes it's like the person that the person that sitcom's supposed to date, they're like, oh, that one's boring. We like this one. What about the Gilmore Girls?
Between the
original guy and then the new guy that's now in This Is Us, and he was like he's the bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm pretty sure
stop with that. I didn't like that one.
Could you just imagine Jess, his name was Jess. Just imagine Jess saying this.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah.
Are you saying that Summer and Gino are like Anne and Jim, or they're like Pam and Jim? And
I can't remember which one. I remember at the time, and I gave up on it because I couldn't remember. But at the time, the fans of The Office were either hating their relationship or liking it even more than Jim and Pam.
No, hate it.
Okay, so they hated it
forever.
They hated it, and they were like, it's got to be this other one. That's what's going on.
She's Pam. She's the Pam. Summer.
All right. So, Anne was Parks and Rec. Anne was Parks and Rec. Same actress.
It's the same actress. How did we get here? This is pointless. Let's move on. I feel like we both have only said the wrong names of characters from other TV shows for the past 10 minutes.
Well, Josh is going to talk with, I already said that one. Herman has been getting kind of annoyed with Helena because he feels like Helena is not locking in her vote, which is funny because Helena is annoyed with Herman for not locking in his vote, because they've both locked in their vote with Josh privately, but not publicly. So Herman, I think in part, as a response to this, is going to pitch a new alliance. Herman, Tanisha, Summer, Helena, and Josh are in the bedroom, and he says, hey, I want an alliance. What do you think? Us five plus Betty and Moose. And we're going to flip this house next week. We're going to take out Kyle. And they're like, sure. What do we call it? And then he come up with the True Fuse. Yeah, they really love their hand signals.
If I was ever in the Big Brother house, I would pick the most ridiculous name ever because I knew that I would make you and Julie Chen Moonves say it the entire summer.
Only if you were successful.
Even if we are, you still got to say it a couple times.
Like Frenchie's kisses?
Yeah, but I was like, it's not appropriate to say in the podcast, but I would sneak a bad word in there to make everybody say the bad word. And it would be.
They'd probably shut you down. They'd probably be like,
because it's a real word. It's a real phrase.
I don't know if they care if it's too suggestive. I mean,
it's not. I'll tell you off pod.
Okay. So Helena and Josh are going to count some votes. Josh, this is interesting from Josh. He's not really counting Moose or Herman as solid votes. He doesn't trust their votes completely. He's relying on Kevin more so than Herman at this point. And I find this interesting. And I feel like this is believable because, again, he's mentioned this a few times to a few different people. He's skeptical of Herman. And despite the fact that some other people are skeptical of Kevin at times, he is feeling a little more trusting of Kevin. And what's interesting to me about that is that, you know, Hermann is working to keep Josh, but at this point, it's like, is that even the right thing? Like, is Hermann Cindying with an S himself? Cindy with an S-ing himself?
Oh, no. Not right? That. Like,
cause,
I hope not.
Because Cindy with an S took out Jordan thinking I have to take out Jordan because he's on the other side. But in reality, Jordan, like, would have worked for Cindy with an S for quite a while at the very least. And taking him out and you know, burning all of those relationships cost her immediately again. And so should Hermann be doing this? I mean, should Hermann be helping Steph? Because Steph has no true loyalty. The only reason Steph is with Kyle right now is because she feels like she has to be. And Hermann keeps saying, I would love to keep Steph, but every time I ask her, she says she's with the guys because she thinks you're with the guys. Like there's a miscommunication happening there too. And I think that if Hermann wanted to, he probably could keep Steph around. And it's not like he's getting a ton of credit by taking her out. A lot of people on this other side are not super like happy with him and are not including him in a lot of talks. I feel like, you know, obviously he's a bit frazzled this week, but I do wonder if we're going to be looking back and saying, man, Hermann really should have kept Steph around.
The problem is like, yeah, there's a miscommunication there, but it's because they're making out, but Hermann doesn't trust her. Like
but
you
why?
Would think.
She's got nobody, as everybody keeps saying.
Okay, but like there's something about her that rubs people the wrong way, clearly. Like I mean, she seems lovely to me, but like clearly in the house something is not clicking. And it's like you would think that if this person is willing to make out with me, they trust me. But what a sad rejection. It's like, yeah, I'll make out with you, but I don't want to talk game with you. I don't trust that you're telling me the right thing, even though she's like, please. I would love your help. But yeah.
So, and like, again, just to reiterate, like Josh actively is like not super trustful of Hermann, and later in the night is going to be like, yeah, maybe I'd target Hermann. Like, so, you know, it's not great keeping Josh for Hermann, I think at this point. Marty is going to talk with Kevin, for a bit. Something has caused him to freak out. The feeds were down for a little while. Not exactly sure what it is, but he's been thinking. He's also not been getting a lot of sleep. And he's like, oh my God, if I go for Steph, then the guys are going to know that I'm against them. And they're all the strong guys. They've all been doing so well in the competitions and they're all going to come against me. And I just don't know if this is the smart thing to do. And like,
how like, you can get away with this so easily. You go get away with it so easily.
But he's told that, but he's like, I don't know if I can keep up the act with these guys. Like, I just don't know if I can do it.
Okay.
And he's like, I love Summer, but I think she's throwing competitions. Cause Kevin's like, if these competitions, anybody can win. But he's like, yeah, but these people are throwing competitions. Like they're not, that's not helping. And he's worried about Tanisha's vote. And he's worried that like they might need his vote. He would love to be able to vote to evict Josh to keep his, you know, keep face with the guys, even though he's having trouble keeping the story straight. But he's worried that like somebody like Tanisha might not vote that way. He still doesn't know that like Hermann is flipped, and that if Tanisha's not a vote for them, then they might need his vote and all of this stuff. And he's just kind of freaking out a little bit. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. All he's got to do, say literally 30 minutes before the vote, 20 minutes before the vote, this person that like Marty doesn't really care about, came up to me and told me everybody's voting out Steph. And I got scared. Yeah, so I just,
but then he'd be dead to me. So I don't think he wants to be dead to me.
Sure.
You don't ruin blindsides.
No, I'm saying after the vote. All he has to say
is, the vote.
Why didn't you vote with us? Be like, oh, but 20 minutes before, literally right before T came up to me and told me everybody's voting. Like, I would be one of three votes to keep Steph. So I had to flip. I got scared.
I don't know if Marty has those acting chops.
They would trust it. Okay, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Moose is going to kind of start talking a little more game as well. Like Moose has been interesting ever since he was targeted. He's really kind of just like laid down for a bit. He's very, he does something funny, which is that he is going to recreate the bio videos.
Mm-hmm.
Or what he thinks the bio videos are for some of the players, which was very fun. He's trying to like be, I imagine, like I definitely think that Moose is the kind of player that like, if this ever made the show, which it probably won't because it's probably not time, and it's a bit too meta, but if something like that made the show, Moose would be in the diary room being like, this is my strategy, is that I just want to keep making, I need to like rebuild my relationships, make people laugh. And so he's going to talk to Kyle, and he lets Kyle know like, hey, look, I don't plan on targeting you moving forward. Like, you don't need to worry about that. He does say I'm torn about the vote this week. Kind of sets up the fact that he's probably going to be voting for Josh to stay, but he doesn't want that to seem like a shot against Kyle. Again, he's been talking with Kyle, hanging out with Kyle. It's really just like he's one of the only people that's not trash talking Kyle in the house. And he wants to keep that door open to some degree, I think. But Kyle is just like, can't let him win. He's the only one.
Yeah. I don't understand, yeah. But it's been all week, right?
Moose
you
also
can't
talks
make
to
sense
Gino.
Of it, Taryn.
Yeah. I mean, he talked more about like Kyle's relationship with Moose before the show. It's like, I don't know what happened before. I don't know what space Moose occupied in Kyle's life, but it definitely seems to have some kind of impact over how he sees him in the game. Moose also talked to Gino and essentially implied like, hey, I think we can repair things moving forward. I'm not coming for you. So on and so forth. Just making sure that like, yeah, the whole house is against Kyle, but that doesn't mean that, that Moose can't, you know, kind of, be good with at the very least some of Kyle's allies like Gino, who might be able to rebound. And could be useful to Moose moving forward. Herman is going to talk to Kyle, and Kyle's been talking with Jess, and Jess has kind of been like, yeah, we're good. Don't worry about the vote. Like, everything's fine. Everybody's keeping Kyle in the dark. And Herman has been planning on blaming, you know, Kevin and Jess and them for the vote flip. So Herman is going to go to Kyle and say, hey, Kyle, just be careful. Be careful of Jess. I'm concerned that they're maybe trying to swing some votes. Maybe they're not going to vote our way here. And Jess goes to Kyle and says, "Hey, Kyle, I'm concerned that somebody's going to maybe try and blame me for a vote again. Just be wary of that, Kyle." Kyle's like, "Yeah, I could see that for sure." She's like, "Is it happening already? Is it Herman? Is Herman trying to blame me for a vote?" And Kyle's like, "I'm not gonna say anything."
This is the Jess I know and love.
Yeah, I thought this was hilarious. They see right through Herman.
One thing that I wanted to also point out is that Jess, the relationship between Jess and Kyle has broken down so much. Like, Jess was talking to Marty in the morning, and Marty was like, what if we did a 5-person alliance with me, you, Kevin, Helena, Josh, what they should be doing. And Jess was like, great. Do you think Kyle suspects me? Do you think Kyle, like, I feel like Kyle put up Josh as a direct shot to me. I feel like, did Kyle say anything about me when you were talking? And Marty's like, oh no. And they were like, yeah, I feel like they are done with me. They're acting like they're done with me. He's acting like he's done with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, Jess hates Kyle.
Yeah,
like, Jess would take a shot at Kyle, I think.
Oh yeah. They are definitely not dogs anymore.
Jess, we're both dogs. We're dogs.
Yes.
No. Summer and Gino are gonna go ahead.
It was nothing relevant.
Literally, well, Summer and Gino are gonna. Yeah, the timing is terrible
just
here.
It was an anecdote. I was gonna say I love that Jess and Marty have become friends. I think it's a fun pairing. That was all.
Yes. Well, Summer and Gino are going to do, you know, do their thing here. She is actually kind of like, she's like, I'm voting for Steph. Just, you know, I'll always be voting for Steph. She's kind of hinting to him that things might not go well for Kyle tomorrow. And Gino expresses some concern that, like, I don't want to, like, my association with Kyle to sort of, like, sink me here. And she's like, well, maybe you should get on that. I don't know. I'm not saying anything, but, and it's like, Summer, don't on the blind side. She says, you're not coming for me, are you? You're not coming for me? Now, never. I need my Summer in the game to lighten my days. She says, you're a liar. I know you're lying. But they're smiling. You know what I mean? It's a thing.
Jim and Pam. It's giving Jim and Pam.
Yeah, he's such a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
I need you to get rid of that. And the other one that you know I hate. You already know. I don't even have to say it.
From this season or previous seasons?
No, from last season.
Oh, which last season? Look, I have a lot of lovely clips.
The horrible one of Julie Chen Moonbez talking to Derek X.
What, just this one?
Ooh.
Yes, that one is horrible. It's the worst one.
It's the best one. That's one of the few ones I still have on my front page of sound clips.
That's why I was saying you know exactly the one.
Yeah.
Because I... that's why I'm going to make Julie say a bad word in my alliance name as retribution for that sound clip.
Well, I think it goes like this.
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
Ooh. Oh, I love it.
Please stop. Thank
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Steph and Tanisha are going to chat for a bit. Tanisha is telling Steph that as far as she sees it, Steph has the votes to stay. And Steph is like, I really appreciate you telling me that. I really don't see you as a liar. I see you as a genuine person, Tanisha. And I feel like you would tell me if something changed. And Tanisha promises to tell Steph if anything changes regarding the vote. And I think this conversation really gets to Tanisha because she is going to say later that she wants to tell Steph ahead of time before the votes are cast that she is going to be voted out. She wants to go to her about an hour before and say, sorry, but things have changed and you are going to be voted out. But our hero, Jess, is trying to stop this. They are trying to, they tell Betty, we need to convince Tanisha to not do this. We need the blind side. It needs to be a surprise. We'll see.
Yes, of course, it's a casualty. Like, Steph is the casualty here. But the blind side is against Kyle. Like, they want to show, like, that's the whole point of it, right? It's the, you defy the HOH. With this blind side. Like, this is less a vote against Steph and more a vote against Kyle for most of them. So, well, and they all like Josh, but like so much of it is to go against Kyle, which is why the blind side is necessary. We need the Kyle Moore shock face.
It's for Steph's own good. You know, people think they want to know so that they can react in a measured way, like by a vote of, you know, 8-3, Steph, you have been evicted.
Yeah.
That's boring. Nobody's going to remember you by a vote.
Do you want
of
a gif of
three.
Your face?
Exactly. Steph, mm-hmm. you've been. What?
Jordan Parhar.
What's wrong with face? Angela?
Mm-hmm.
You want exactly. you want it. You want something good. You want your picture on the wall. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want Josh jumping up. You want Kyle in the background like, oh!
Mm-hmm.
You want that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't be warned. All right.
I do think that if I was ever on the show and I was ever on the block, it does not matter how many times people told me I wasn't going. I would be sitting there being like, they blindsided me. They kicked me out. Like, I don't think I would ever sit there and be like, I'm fine. And then be like, because I think that the whole time I would just be like, I'm leaving. There's no way. They would be stupid not to get me out. Why? You know, so. But you do. You want the shock face. You want the on my daughter's birthday moment. That's what you want.
You do. And all, look. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm guilty of this too. When I've gone back to watch some of these Among Us games, and so often when I get killed in Among Us, my reaction is, "Yep." Like, what are you doing, Taryn? That's not exciting. Come on.
Yeah, you're streaming. Give the people what they want.
We're going to see one more conversation here in the night. Kevin's going to talk with Josh. He says, I've been putting a lot of work, but I really think we've got these votes. I think we're in. Josh says, again, he's skeptical of Hermann, and he's really looking at Hermann more so than, you know, any. Obviously, Kyle's like the primary target, but he's looking at Hermann as somebody to watch out for. And Kevin tells Josh his cookout theory, which I explained yesterday, that he explained to Tanisha, which is that, he thinks that Hermann, Moose, Kyle, Gino, and then, oh boy, Jace and Steph are in a cookout like alliance, where each one has a person that they've been working on. For Hermann, it was, Summer, I think. And for Kyle, it was him, Kevin. For Gino, it was Marty. For, you know, Jace, it was like Helena or Betty or something. But basically, he feels like that's his theory about what they were trying to do and perhaps still trying to do. And that this whole Moose thing was all a ruse and that Josh was always the target. And so he explains this all to Josh. And I think that, like, for Josh and Tanisha, I think they're like... They're not like fully on board with the theory, but they are skeptical of, like, you know, Hermann and his connection to these guys, and all of that. And he tells Josh, look, I just want chaos. That's my primary goal in this game. If you ever want me to do something, just pitch to me that it'll be chaotic and I'm in. That's it.
You know, Kevin, a man of the people. He knows
that's what
we
he
want.
Wants. Yeah.
He knows what we want. Also,
you know why?
It's so funny.
You know why?
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
What if I just left?
I'm actually just going to slither through.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, I do think it's funny that Josh at one point in the day was like, do I have too many votes? Like, is this going to be a full on, like, the only people who are voting against me are Gino and Jace? And like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
It's good stuff. Hopefully the blind side holds and we will see an exciting eviction here tonight. And then this HOH is huge. I would love to see it.
Who do you think should win? Like, for what we want, who do you want to win?
For what? I mean, it depends on what you want. If you're with Kevin, cause you're a bad boy and you want chaos, then.
Like, I'm going to leave. I'm done. I am not a bad boy. I'm not interested in bad boys.
That's wild.
That's wild. if you want the most chaos, then I don't know. You probably want you probably want somebody to like target Kyle, but then Kyle wins the veto, and then they end up having to completely reconfigure where they want to shoot. Like, I don't know, maybe summer. And then she puts and then Kyle wins the veto or something. And then she like tries to take out Jace, and that gets messy. Or, maybe Betty and like everyone's trying to convince Betty, like, no, it has to be Kyle. Stop trying to convince us to target Kevin. I think it's really like, the problem is that almost all the options lead to a Kyle target. And the only options that don't, I'm not sure that we want like a Jace or Gino HOH. Maybe we do. I mean, it would be the most unpredictable to some degree, because who knows who they target after everyone betrays them. But either way, I think there's no wrong answer. I think there's no like really boring HOH, unless you just don't want a Kyle, person to target Kyle, but that's everyone.
Mm. All right. Well, it should be exciting then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're probably not looking at like this kind of week, but we are probably looking at, the downfall of Kyle Moore, and what that entails. So we'll see. Anything else from yesterday you wanted to bring up?
No, not really. I think that we covered it all.
All right.
The problem is I get on the updates and you're like, so this conversation happened. And I'm like, yeah, but I do need to really talk to you about like this structural thing. So we get everything out of the way at the very beginning that I've like been thinking overarching. And then by the end, I'm good. I'm all set.
There you go. You're good. It's like you're trying to deal with a squirmy baby.
I've dealt with some definitely squirmy babies.
What's wrong with squirmy babies?
Listen to yourself, Taryn. Listen to yourself.
Look.
Put me out of my misery.
You can come for bad boy. You can come for ooh. You can't come for squirmy baby. That's just an adorable clip.
It's like you pick the sound clips that are the most deeply unsettling to anyone who's not a robot soul. What is that?
That's Moose winning the veto.
Yeah, baby!
There we go.
That was fun. There we go. Oh, you're still here. Thanks.
All right.
I don't even know what's happening at this point.
Well, that's what we have for you today. We will, of course, be back tonight to recap tonight's eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 10. I will also be live on Twitch today talking about the Stockwatch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will also be live during the episode tonight to watch, hopefully, The Blind Side live with all of you and react to it as it happens. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on, and really tonight, on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. We'll hopefully have, if we don't have the HOH in the episode, we'll hopefully have one by tomorrow morning, and we'll see what's going to happen there. Next week is going to be an important one in terms of where the new sort of structure is built, if any gets built. So make sure you stay tuned for these next few live feed updates. They are probably going to be pretty important. Make sure you also check out the recap I did with Asia last night about last night's episode. I thought it was a very good episode and we had a lot of fun. It was a quick little 30-minute recap. I thought it was a really good one. So make sure you check that out. I also talked about Survivor on the Survivor Stockwatch with Asia. That was also very fun.
When I saw that was posted this morning, I was like, that has to be a typo. What, they recorded at 2 a.m.? And then I guess you did.
It never stops.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is. It was fun though. We really we had a good time with it. We did not bring the smarts this time, but we did protect
the balls. You gotta protect the balls, Roxroy.
So it's very important. And it was very it was so wild we ended up chisel sticksing. So that's what we have for all of that. Make sure you check it all out. Find me on Twitter as well, at Armstrong Taren. I'm usually tweeting out all the things that I do if you want to find them in a place. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at MLMorgan_. Also, if you subscribe in the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, in the Wrap Up feed, Kirsten McInnes and I are recording our first episode of the Temptation Island season 4 podcast tonight. The first episode was last night, and this season, I think everybody's going to cheat. That's my prediction. I think every single couple is going to cheat on each other, and it will not just be one person from one side. I think every single person is going to end up hooking up with someone who's not their partner.
Wow. Sounds like they could really use Daniel's advice.
You gotta protect the balls.
So if you want to hear me and Kirsten, please subscribe. It'll be really fun for sure.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Yeah, baby!
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.